Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. David Dolan will come to this broadcast table. He has a report on current events happening in Jerusalem and the entire Jewish state of Israel. Plus, we'll look back at all these issues over 2018 and project into the future as 2019 will unfold with a focus on these issues discussed today and what God has planned for the future for the Jewish state of Israel and the city of Jerusalem. These are two locations that will help us to better understand how the prophetic scenario that is found in God's Word will help us to recognize the times in which we're living. David Dolan comes to the broadcast table in a moment right here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. May I remind you about my prophecy bookstore? It's located at my website, prophecytoday.com. Once you get to the website, go to the Prophecy Bookstore, and you'll find a section that has a number of CDs. These five-hour audio series help you to understand what God's Word is teaching us as we look to see how soon all of these events may unfold. As it relates to our subject today, I have a CD, five-hour audio series, entitled Jerusalem. Remember, Jerusalem is the center of the earth, Ezekiel 5:5. It's the location where the Lord has chosen to dwell among his people forever. That's Psalm 132, verses 13 and 14. And according to the Davidic covenant, 2 Samuel chapter 7, Jesus Christ, in the lineage of King David, will return to the earth, build a temple there, and rule and reign from that temple in Jerusalem throughout eternity. This is the reason we need to study about the city of Jerusalem, and my five-hour audio series on CD entitled Jerusalem will help you to do exactly that. Go to my website, prophecytoday.com. Go to the Prophecy Bookstore, and there you can make your purchase of this audio series, Jerusalem. We'll continue our theme for the program today, 2018, a year in review, a key location in our world, a region of this world that's understandably important when you look at the Bible, because Bible prophecy is going to be all centered in that region. We're talking about the Middle East, of course. The man who covers that region for us, David Dolan. Now, David, I want to just give you some rapid-fire questions, if you will. In this last year, Jerusalem becoming the capital. Really, it was 17, but just a couple of days before, Jerusalem becoming the capital, the political capital of the Jewish state of Israel.
It's always been the political capital. In reality, it just hasn't been recognized as such by pretty much anybody else on earth. And when you have the largest power on earth, the United States, Israel's closest ally, announcing a move of its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, it's going to open a floodgate. That's what it's done, Jimmy, and we're going to have more embassies move in 2019 to Jerusalem. It looks like Australia included. So the Israelis are very happy with that.
Absolutely, and that then brings up the U.S. embassy move, which was a promise that was fulfilled. Donald Trump in his campaign said he had moved the U.S. embassy into Jerusalem. That happened in May of this last year. A lot of presidents said that never made it happen, but Donald Trump followed through.
He did, Jimmy, and again, that was just a historic move that definitely has influenced many other countries. We have a number of European countries also considering moving their embassies to Jerusalem. It is Israel's capital. It has been since 1948, really since King David, but of course they were not there for many of those centuries. They're back. Their government buildings are there. Their offices are there. And finally, the world is starting to recognize that fact.
And the Bible says in Ezekiel 5:5, Jerusalem is the center of the earth. It probably, and I'm sure one day it will be the capital of the entire world. Hamas at the Gaza Strip in the border there between Israel and the Gaza Strip. It's been very active almost all year long. We've talked about it on almost every report you give us. What do you see happening now and in the future?
Well, yes, Jimmy, yesterday again there was rioting along the border. No deaths, but some more Palestinian casualties. This has been going on since March. Hamas leadership this week said it will continue until the Zionist enemy is destroyed. So Hamas once again reaffirming that it wants to see Israel completely wiped out as a state and replaced by a Palestinian Islamic fundamentalist state. It's not going to happen. Jerusalem will be the capital of the world, as you said. The Lord is coming back and will rule from there. But apparently at least this part of the Palestinians are going to continue to fight for Israel's destruction. And, Jimmy, opinion polls taken just recently show that Hamas would win any general Palestinian election if it were held in the next year, and they're supposed to, and it would oust the Palestinian Authority. So look for that possibility to take place, a very dramatic move it would be.
David, I know the fact that you were the first journalist any place in the world that recognized Hamas. In fact, you even wrote a book and included them in it. They're 31 years old now. They're not going to let up at all. They're going to be more intense, are they not?
Well, so it seems. And again, they've reestablished their alliance with Iran. They were backed by Iran strongly. Then there were some problems that came up. But once again, they are back on board with Iran. They're getting all sorts of funds, weapons, smuggling tunnels being built, all of this. They are a major force, Jimmy. And I did state in 1990 that I felt they would grow to become a major force, and they have. I wasn't so brilliant. I was just looking at what their beliefs are, and they're based on Islamic fundamentalist beliefs, which are strong in the Middle East and will always be strong. That's why ISIS, as we said last week, will still be around, and Al-Qaeda around, all these groups espousing their wishes to see Israel totally destroyed based on their view of God. But their view of God and from the Quran is not in compliance with what the Bible says, and the Bible says the Jews will return, build up their state, and that continues to happen.
And there's going to still be a threat at the border there in the north. We're talking about the south with the Gaza Strip, but in the north that threat is here now, has been all year, and looks like 2019 is not going to let up on that threat.
Well, no, Jimmy, and, you know, the Iranians already control Lebanon, basically. They've taken over Lebanon over the past 20 years. I was there in 82 when they began the Hezbollah militia. It now is a major force, as we know, and now they're in the process of taking over portions of Syria, causing a lot of conflict and problems. That's not going to disappear, apparently, and the Russians taking a harder stand against Israel all the time, so it looks like more trouble ahead up in the north as well.
Prime Minister Netanyahu announcing he's going to early elections this last week. Looks like the Knesset will be dissolved, and they'll have to move ahead with that. Early elections in April, I believe it is. And so we're now talking 2018, 2019. Do you think that Netanyahu will continue on, or can somebody beat him?
Well, Jimmy, the elections were to be held by next November at the latest. Israel's system is a parliamentary system. Snap elections can be held at any time if a majority of the parliament votes no confidence in the government. Well, of course, after Avigdor Lieberman left because the prime minister would not order a full military operation in Gaza because of the situation in the north. And, Jimmy, for the first time since the Yom Kippur War, we had a Russian-made Syrian rocket deliberately aimed at Israel this week. That hasn't happened in a long, long time. Landed near the town of Hadera between Haifa and Tel Aviv. Deliberately fired, the Russians said, because of Israel's actions in Syria. So a very, very dramatic situation indeed. And Jimmy, just one that the prime minister has to deal with. And he said, we need to get the elections out of the way so we can focus on these critical security issues. But opinion polls last week, another one came out, show that Netanyahu will remain as prime minister. His Likud party will get at least a fourth of the Knesset, and his right-wing allies will capture another at least fourth, and they will once again elect him as prime minister. That is what it looks like. But Benny Gantz, the former chief of staff, has formed a political party more to the center. He's just announced that this week. He's very, very popular, expected to get at least 14 seats, and he might be a candidate for prime minister, people are saying. But it's expected that Netanyahu will win the will become the majority party, at least the largest party, in the April 9th election scheduled, and will continue to rule Israel, the longest-serving prime minister now, Jimmy, in Israel's history.
That's probably key, David, because of the fact the outgoing IDF chief, the head of the Israeli Defense Force, making a statement, Iran wants to deploy about 100,000 fighters in Syria. Prime Minister Netanyahu saying, we can take care of them. We'll be ready at any time. That sounds like a truth, if there is one.
Well, it was a very important operation on Christmas evening that took place this past week, Jimmy, with Israeli aircraft operating in South Lebanon, firing missiles at three major Syrian targets, but mainly targets where Hezbollah and Iran are operating. Reports say that a 747 cargo jet had just landed from Iran, carrying all sorts of new weapons for Hezbollah, etc., and the Israelis hit that. Reports say a couple leading Hezbollah leaders were killed in the action. But, Jimmy, the Syrians this time fired extensively against the Israeli planes and the Israeli missiles that were coming in. They claimed they took out most of the missiles. But as I said, in response, they fired an SA-5, a Russian-coded S-200 rocket. Now, that's an older version of the S-300 that they're now supplying Russia is to the Syrians, but a still powerful weapon. And that, as I said, flew over 100 miles and hit into central Israel, the first time that Syria has deliberately fired. We've had some stray rockets come across the border in the Golan and that, with the fighting going on in the area. At first, the Israelis said this was a stray rocket, but later it was confirmed that no, it had been deliberately fired at Israel. And the Russians said that this was because of the Israeli, quote, aggression, and that they wouldn't allow this to continue. So again, Jimmy, the buildup to a conflict between Russia and Israel seems to be continuing. That is very ominous for the new year indeed, as Iran continues to build up its supplies and its forces in Lebanon. Israel continues to destroy the Hezbollah tunnels, a fifth one discovered this week. They poured concrete into one of them, Jimmy, near the town of Matula, and sure enough, it came out the other end in a couple homes in the Lebanese side where these tunnels originated and went all over the yard. So the Hezbollah have been saying, oh no, these don't originate in Lebanon. Well, they clearly did, and Israel is in the process of destroying them. The North continues to be a very tense situation indeed, Jimmy, and will be, I'm sorry to say, pretty much all of next year probably.
That's an absolute, and we've read the last chapter, David and I. We know what God's word calls for. Israel comes out on top. A lot of bumps along the way. David, you did an excellent job. 2018, a year in review, then looking into 2019 as well. I'll talk to you again next year, buddy. Have a happy new year.
Thank you, Jimmy. Lord willing, we will talk, and God bless, and a good new year to you.
Always a key report from David Dolan. It's a region of the world we need to stay on top of, know what is happening, and see how that fits into the prophetic scenario that is found in God's Word. You know, we stopped today to look back over 2018. Jerusalem was accepted as the political capital of the State of Israel by the United States and many other nations of the world. God, of course, has chosen it as his capital forever. Psalm 132, verses 13 and 14. President Trump did fulfill his promise to move the U.S. Embassy into Jerusalem. He did that in the month of May 2018. It caused great controversy, as foretold in Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2. However, the president followed through. You know, in 2019, Hamas will intensify its attacks on the Jewish state of Israel because the Palestinians also want Jerusalem as the political capital of their state of Palestine. The Israelis, however, say no way will that happen. The Bible seems to confirm what the Israelis say on the issue. They do that with the backing of Obadiah, verses 15 to 18. These two issues will only intensify as we move into 2019, according to the prophetic passages of God's Word. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.